Is it too late to wish someone a happy new year? Not if you're doing it from the all-new 2018 Honda Accord. Driving this car every day feels like New Year's. Come get a better deal on yours today at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Time for local music and officially our first show of the new year. It is Grassroots here on The Rock Station, 97.7. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, the company that makes it all happen, and, of course, all of our sponsors who help to make it all happen as well, including the Meat Locker Recording Studios. And we are going to have a cut again coming out of the Meat Locker Recording Studios coming up here in a few moments. But, Utah, I know I said it last week, but it wasn't officially 2018 at that point. We were only fringing on it, but Happy New Year. And welcome to 2018, another great year for local music.
Happy New Year to you as well, Bob, and 2018. And I think we started this whole thing back in 2012,
wow.
July of 2012. So been going at it for a while, and it shows no signs of slowing down. I mean, the amount of material that's coming our way, the bands are just pumping it out, and it's just great quality stuff, and really excited for a good 2018.
Well, and we're kicking off the year just like we finished up the year. We don't have enough time for all the new music we do are receiving, so keep your ears to the radio because there's going to be a lot of great new stuff that you're going to get an opportunity to hear. And I don't know, to me, I think this is going to be an interesting year, and I don't want to say it's a year in transition because there's a lot of great groups and a lot of bands out there, but there also have been a lot of bands that we've been following very closely that are doing different things, whether it's a breakup, ending up, going solo, moving on to bigger and better things, whatever, or at least that anticipation. So I think it's going to be a very fascinating year to see where the local music scene goes.
Yep, and you're going to have to stay tuned to this station here to stay up to speed on it all.
Absolutely. Well, of course, we'll be getting excited here for another Rock Done Right tour year, wrapping up last year in November, and right out of the gate, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of different things. In fact, we're going to be kind of a teaser for you to stick around. Brian Drusky, our special guest tonight from Drusky Entertainment, going to collaborate this year for a show in April. But we're putting a lot of excitement together here for the Rock Done Right Tour 2018.
Yeah, absolutely. We've already got a good bit of the dates lined up. We hope to announce something here real soon for January. But February 10th, we're going to be doing Heartbreakers Ball at Peter B's. March 10th, we're back at Ryan's Run for the Butler County Special Olympics, which is a fantastic event, very well run, and raises a lot of money. April 7th, we've got another benefit coming up in RIDC Park with Drusky Entertainment, as you just mentioned. May, we're working on another benefit for the veterans at the Lindora American Legion, so details are coming. June, we're still working on, of course, the band jam, July 13th and 14th, who Brian Drusky was our very first sponsor for, so he helped get that thing off the ground.
Yeah.
And as you well know, that thing has really turned a corner and has taken off, so we're excited about that. August, we're still looking. We've got Corbry Woodstock in September, and of course, Zelly on Tap in October. In November, we're still looking, too. And there might be a big surprise on the November one, too. We're just talking about bands moving on. We'll have to see.
Okay. Well, we'll keep our ears to the radio for the Rock Down Right tour, and hope to have one here, actually, in a couple of weeks, finalized real quick. So we'll announce that when it is officially in the books. One of the Rock Done Right tour stops from last year is coming up very quickly. We're not part of that tour this year because of other things for the month of January, but our friend TJ is putting together his Autism Speaks, the band Geeks for Autism Speaks event, and he's going to the Marconi Club in Leesburg this year, and that'll be Saturday, January 27th, so I hope you'll make that maybe one of the stops on your tour. Going to be a lot going on that weekend. I know we have the Butler County Radio Network Wine Festival going on that evening down at the Days Inn, and going to be a lot of different things. You have a big show that night as well, power-packed Southern Fried Rock Show.
13th year, 13th annual Southern Fried Rock Show at Peter B's in Sarver. And, we're going to be the Shiners, and Doppler Effect, and East Coast Turnaround, the Highland Brothers Band, and the Mo Nelson Band. So it's going to be a fun evening starting at 7, and we ain't staying out too late anymore, folks. So come on out, be there early, and enjoy it, and we'll have you home in no time.
That seems to be a big trend. We've talked about that in the last year, of how bands or venues or doing shows earlier. And I saw, too, as we came toward the close of 2017, I saw a venue throw that question out on their Facebook page saying, what do you think, folks? Do you like the earlier shows? Would you be willing to come early and get out early? And I think a lot of people like that.
I totally agree, and I'm sure part of my reason for liking it is age-induced, but... I think it makes a little bit more sense all the way around anyway. And I play in an acoustic band, so we're always playing early gigs, and I think there's a real crowd out there for it. So.
Yeah, I agree with you. Of course, we wrapped up 2017 and open up the new year, and kind of with a heavy heart, too. One of our past guests, one of his band members that we've heard here on this show, passed away toward the end of the year, and we wanted to remember him tonight.
Yes, you can go to our web page and check out these shows on demand. But on August 20th, we had Martin Vincent in, and it was a fascinating interview. It was one of my favorite interviews we did and guests. And he talked about his musical partner, Dr. Michael Parniak, and what a story around this guy as well. But sadly, he did pass away. And so, you know, our condolences to his family and friends, and of course to Martin. And so I say we kick the show off tonight with a song by Martin Vincent that features Mike Parniak, and that is Deep in the Ground.
All right, we'll follow that up with a brand new song coming out of the Meat Locker recording studio. And this is, well, I guess you could say the title band. You have title tracks, title band. They're called Meat Hook. And it's, of course, Mr. Jim Harpell, owner of the Meat Locker recording studios here in Butler. His cohort on guitar and vocals, Sean Schaefer, Derek Reap on the bass, Chris Compton on the drums. With all due respect to all drummers out there, Chris is right there at the top of the list. And, we've already featured one of their songs the last time. And this is going to be a touring band that they're putting together. But they're trying to put together the full repertoire of songs so that they have primarily live local original music. And we've got a brand new one. You haven't heard this yet until you heard it here on the Grassroots Show for the band Meat Hook. It's called Still Around. We'll follow that up from Martin Vincent as we kick off the show tonight. Grassroots here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Changes this old town, digging that black rock from the ground, knees and elbows tattooed blue, barely enough to make bills do. No Jim Crowley led a crew. When that water come rushing through, send them scrambling to high ground, for that rock come crushing down, some 100 feet deep in the ground, laying that hammer down, like your father done before, and your sons will do once more. Now that town stood dead still, while them frantic miners drill, drill bits breaking, hearts aching, will they find them and lie still? And the governor said things will change, archaic laws go the way, profits first, safety last, will be a thing of the past. 700 feet deep in the ground, in a hole, 200 tons crushing down, like your father done before, and your sons will do once more. and that union's taking dues. Some say from the miners' company too, sitting in them local bars, eating, drinking with company stars. Well, I can't really say for sure what it was like for them that day, knowing that they're at death's door. No one should have to die that way. Some 100 feet deep in the ground, laying that hammer down, like your father done before, and your sons will do once more. Some 100 feet deep in the ground, laying that hammer down, like your father done before, and your sons will do, you know your sons will do, and your sons will do once more. Nothing ever changes, nothing ever changes, nothing ever changes in this old town.
Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. We've known it as Rock Ann Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7. And this next segment being brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, the home of the Man Can Special, your place to be in 2018, just like it has been the place to be in 2017, 2016, 2015, and on down.
All the way down to 2012 when we started our first and longest-running sponsor.
That's right. Well, we're going to visit with a friend of ours who we visited in the past, and we love to talk with people who are part of the music scene, and a lot of times it's musicians and those that are putting shows together, and one of those that helped put many, many shows together is Brian Dresky. He's back with us here in 2018. Happy New Year, Brian. Thanks for joining us on the Grassroots Show.
Happy New Year to you guys, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. For the listeners out there, the average listeners, Brian, let's just, first of all, kind of set the stage, give a little background of you and how long you've been promoting shows in this area and how you got into it.
Well, actually, I've been doing this on my own for about 12 years now. So I started in 2006, so January 2006, that's kind of my 12-year anniversary. But before that, I worked for, which was DeCesar Engler, ended up, which is now Live Nation. You know, DeCesar Engler got bought out by a company called SFX. SFX got bought out by a company called Clear Channel Entertainment, and then Clear Channel Entertainment turned into Live Nation. So altogether, I've been doing this for about professionally 20 years now, because it was over 20 years, because it was 1997 when I started with DeCesar Engler. So, and before that, for about 2 or 3 years before that, I booked kind of local bands and did some college stuff, things like that. So, you know, I just started that in like 94. So altogether, about 23 years booking bands.
Okay, yeah. And now, of course, Drusky Entertainment, and very, very popular, and we appreciate you know, the relationship that we have, not only with the Grassroots Show, but our radio stations here, and the involvement and, you know, in cooperation that you have. And, you know, you run a very difficult business because, you know, it's you know, it's great to see a band. It's great to have the opportunity to see a band, but somebody's got to make that happen. And, you know, a lot of variables can affect that. And we've talked quite a bit about that on this show of, you know, sporting events in Pittsburgh and other things. Oh, yeah. And weather. You know, it can be a nightmare, but it also can be a great joy, can it, Brian?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it could be. There are definitely things that can, you know, you got to work around and make sure, you know, you're not, you know, so you get the attendance you need for your shows. I mean, I never want to go up against a Steeler game. And then the hardest part is when you have Penguin games aren't as bad as much, except for the playoffs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't know, and you can't schedule around those. You know what I mean? Because they're in the playoffs, especially like Stanley Cup. You know, things are depending on for ticket sales and, you know, walk up and stuff like that. May not be there, and you can't really schedule against that.
That's
the tough part.
Sure. And obviously, you know, many times, you know, this isn't, I mean, I'm sure some bands might be spur of the moment if an opening occurs for somebody coming through this area. But a lot of times you're setting a schedule up way ahead. You have to, in order to get connected up with a lot of, especially some of the bigger bands on their tours.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, I mean, there's stuff that I book, you know, months and months in advance. I mean, usually you want to, your best bet is to be at least two months out from a show. Be successful. I mean, you can go 6 weeks, but, you know, anything less than that, I mean, it's, how do you want to say it? I mean, it's very, it can be difficult. I mean, because for selling anything, you want people to hear it and hear it again and hear it again, because it's not all the first time that they hear it, or they're going to run to their computers and buy the tickets. So, I mean, you got to, oh, yeah, we've got to do that. Now, the diehards, you know, they're the ones to buy first. And then, you know, the people that you want to buy, you know, you're going to keep having them see it and having them hear about the show. So,
right. You know. And obviously, in this day and age, there's a lot of different ways to do that. I mean, the social media world and such. And it seems the avid concert goers are very in tune with where bands are. And I'm sure, you know, you have the allegiances, too. You know, people love to follow certain bands, and they'll jump on any ticket they can get as soon as they can get it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I mean, and that's a part of it, too. I mean, and plus, I mean, this is a, you know, and not to mention this is a very competitive market. There's a lot of people booking shows here, more so than like a New York City has. I think it's actually a little bit more than New York City has, to be honest with you, and we're Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, pretty significant size differential there, for sure. So, I've noticed a trend, and I don't know if you can answer this, Brian, or not, but it seems to me, and maybe this is just me, it seems there's a lot of bands that are booking shows now, golly, almost a year in advance or 8-9 months in advance, more than ever before. Is that something that has been a trend? Is that because there's such a demand? And, you know, I guess maybe the best place for bands to make money is on the road now, because it's a difficult sell if you're putting out an album. is that a trend right now that you're seeing, or am I just seeing things?
No, I think I've noticed that too. You know, especially on the bigger end, you know, I mean, like a lot of the pop type bands are definitely coming out like way in advance of their shows. No, I think it's just I think it's mainly on a larger scale rather than like the smaller scale, but like a larger scale. I see, you know, I think they just want, you know, the bigger ones just want to get it out there and, you know, try to sell their tickets and have all that time to sell their tickets. And if, you know, if they need it, and, you know, in a way, like bullying the smaller shows, you know, they want to get their money and
sure.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Of course, you know, when you bring in a show, there's a great opportunity out there for a lot of local bands. You give exposure to a lot of local bands, even if it is a national act that you're bringing through, whether it's a Jurgles or a Rex Theater or wherever, a Hard Rock Cafe or something. There's a lot of great opportunity out there. How do you decide who you want to put on a bill, for example, and especially when you're looking at the local end? I mean, obviously, it's going to be a genre fit, but do you keep maybe a checklist of these are the bands I really want to kind of focus on and expose, or, you know, how do you put together a show?
I mean, usually, what happens is you're working on, I'll get emails from agents and say, hey, this act is coming, or this act's on tour, this is some dates that need filled, you know. And here's some dates at work, and, you know, we work on negotiate a price, and then kind of put the, you know, and figure out where the ticket price needs to be to make everything work. So, you know, that's how that's kind of, you know, I mean, then, you know, once we figure everything out, then shows get confirmed, and then we put the, then, you know, sometimes announces can be when, you know, it could be when we want to do it, or sometimes there's a national announce that they announce everything at the same time. So, and then you put it up, and then you advertise, and, you know, and you put on your show.
And as far as the local aspect of that,
we have a big list of bands in our database. There's got to be about, I don't know, some of them may still not be together, but there's probably over 500 local bands in our database. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't realize there's that many local bands doing stuff, but there's a lot, you know what I mean? And sometimes they reach out to me, we reach out to them, especially if, you know, if they're, you know, bands that have done well in the past and want to play another show, the same kind of genre. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, it all depends. It's, you know, and then others seek us out, you know, we seek them out. It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It's not as cut and dry as think. It's not black and white.
It's obviously you're in the business to give exposure, but you're also a business that needs to make money too. So, you know, you've got to be very educated in your decision making.
Yeah, exactly. I always like to kind of use bands that treat their band as a business. You know what I mean? Because it's what it is. It is a business, and bands, and you know, a lot of bands kind of don't. I think, you know, and I'm not putting down any bands by any means. I'm saying, but I think a lot of bands start a band and immediately think they're the Rolling Stones. You know what I mean? That's all you can do is play music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, no, it's a business. I mean, you don't have anyone doing the business stuff for you yet. You have to do that business part to it. And a lot of them need to understand that. You know what I mean?
That's been a very common conversation on this show, that yes, you have to treat it like a business, because it is the music business. And I think all, you know, venues and promoters and bands, everybody's got to realize that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have to, you know, something that somebody once told me is that most every national band, except for if they're super bands that were put together, but most every national band has started off as a local band somewhere. So, and, you know, they all had to make it to the point where they're at from hard work and getting noticed and writing good music and getting to that next level. So,
amen. We've used that slogan for years. Every song you've heard on the radio had to start somewhere. So we feel we might as well start it right here on the Grassroots Show.
Oh, perfect. There you go.
We're visiting with Brian Drusky from Drusky Entertainment. We're going to dive into a couple of songs here and continue our visit here tonight. I think a couple of the groups that you've been involved with, Utah and Brian Drusky, we're going to feature here in this second segment. And one of them is one of your longtime friends, Skettle.
Yeah, I used to do shows a lot with Brian back in the day, and Skell was a big part of those. We did our Slaughter at the Altar Bar shows, which were fun, and then I remember he brought in Ace Frehley, and Skell got to play the big stage down there at the amphitheater, so that was really cool. So do some Skell Don't Speak.
All right. I think I have one of those shirts, Slaughter at the Altar Bar. And also another band that did a gig with you and Brian, The Remedy. We haven't heard from The Remedy for a while, but when you go back in time on our old television show, The Beat, they were one of the features.
Yeah, they were. And they played the Altar Bar also with the show we did with Gary Hoy and his Hoy, Hoy, Hoy Christmas thing. So, yeah, throw on some Roll the Dice.
Well, you just heard on the Rock Fabrique one of Gary Hoy's tunes on our Christmas special. So.
I can play.
Yeah, he can. So
he was cool, too.
Yeah?
Really cool, dude.
That's awesome. We'll continue our visit with Brian Drusky coming up here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. You're listening to The Grassroots Show.
Yeah. You shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back with Brian Dresky here on our Grassroots Show from Dresky Entertainment tonight. Thank everybody for listening in to our local music show. And this particular segment is brought to you by our friends at Bros' Superette. They're high on the hill and right on the price, high on the hill, because they're right at the top of the old South Main Street hill, and they're right on the price, too. And they're going to give you the best hot sausage and smoked beef sticks and various cuts of steaks, deli meats, and cheeses, even homemade sides and salads if you need something to add to your meal, or if you need a meal itself, or maybe you're looking for something for lunch, pop on in and get some great cuts from Jim and the crew at Bros' Superette. Brian Dresky visiting with us, as I mentioned here, on the Grassroots Show, and we appreciate Brian checking in and all of the hard work that he does to bring in shows nationally and focusing on local artists as well across the Western Pennsylvania area. And Brian, you don't just focus on the Pittsburgh and the Pennsylvania area, do you?
No, I mean, I do some shows out in like the New England states. There's a promoter I work with up there. We kind of do stuff here together, and I do stuff with him up there called Kirshner Concerts, and we'll do shows up at in New Hampshire and Connecticut and New York and Vermont and Maine and, you know, all over the place. So, I mean, you know. Well, you know, I mean, I'll do some stuff in Ohio and West Virginia here and there, and, you know, Erie State College here and there, Johnstown, Indiana. So, I mean, I don't just do Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, yeah, I mean, just having different relationships change to, you know, as any business, you want to just get bigger and grow farther and do what you can do.
Sure.
Local promoter treats it like a business, and now he goes national. That's how you do it.
There you go.
Tell us about some of the places that you bring shows in, and maybe some of your faves, too. I mean, you're pretty widespread as far as where your shows are.
Yeah, I mean, I've done, you know, I mean, you know, when Alter Bar closed, you know, I kind of did a lot of things at the Rex and now Jurgles and, you know, the main stuff that we're doing there. But, I mean, I also, you know, bigger shows, I'm doing stuff at Carnegie Music Hall, Homestead, as we know. Palace Theater, you know, they'll put some shows here and there in the Heinz Hall and the Benedum. But, you know, there's also, I mean, Hard Rock Cafe. I mean, I've been doing stuff there for years, you know, in smaller places like Smelling Moose. And, yeah, because you got to bring shows up from the, you know, from when they're smaller to, you know, continue them to be larger, you know,
mm-hmm.
places like the, and like TiVo and things like that. So, I mean, you're going across the gamut for different size venues, and some things don't work in some places and some things do, so got to figure out where a show might work better than it will somewhere else.
Sure, yeah, it's all about the setting, but it, you know, it's cool to see so many different venues involved, and I enjoy seeing you know, a lot of the different sites, and you have, I mean, even as just a listener and a concert goer, you know, you enjoy seeing concerts in some places more than others. I personally love the smaller venues, the intimate venues. I think you mentioned, you know, the Carnegie Library of Munhall Homestead. You know, I think that's an awesome place to see a show, just because it's so intimate, and I don't think there's a bad seat in the house. But then, you know, you have beautiful places like down in Greensburg. You know, it's a great place to see a show too. And then some of the smaller venues, we've, you know, seen Chip Demonic at the Smiling Moose, right? So, you know, I guess everybody has their choice. It's great to see some of the different venues too.
Yeah, I love the Alder Bar. That was I love seeing shows there. It was a bummer that closed down, but
yeah, I'd love to miss that.
And you hate to lose venues, obviously. You know.
Yeah, it's definitely harder when one of your staples closes. But you know, just kind of have to figure it out and move on.
Of course, we're joining together the Rock Down Right tour with a stop coming up this year, and this is still in the works as of this particular show, but I think for our Rock Down Right tour, a different location, something new, and joining together forces in April.
Yeah, we're putting on a benefit show. I mean, me and Utah are working together on trying to get this event for a benefit show for a good friend of mine who was paralyzed in a car accident a couple years ago. Utah came up with this idea with the Rock Down Right tour, and I stopped, and I said, "Oh, it's a great idea." And we were trying to put together some bands who would want to help out, and, you know, hopefully for a good cause to, you know, make money for a person that had an unfortunate accident that left them paralyzed. So,
And, you know, I can attest to this too, Brian. It's something you've done a lot of, as has this rock station here as well. Giving back to the community, it's a big thing. And we talk often about a lot of the bands and musicians who do donate their time and talents to causes like that. And it's amazing the amount of money that can be raised with music. And
exactly.
I know you've done your part, and it's cool.
You have to give back to the community. You know, because they're the people that support you. And I know a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people that don't, you know what I mean? Not to call anybody out, but I mean, there's people who put on events and I never see them, you know, come back to the community. You know what I mean? It's something you have to do. I mean, I've always felt like that. I mean, you have to be that person. You know, if you're working on the public side, you know, you're working with the public and you want the public to, you know, support you, you have to support the public back.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Brian, we appreciate the visit here tonight. We appreciate what you do and how well you do it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words.
Yeah. And if, say, there's a local band out there that is maybe looking to get on a bill or just a fan who would like to see some of the great lineups that you have throughout the entire year here in 2018, how do they get in touch with Brian Dresky, and how do they follow Dresky Entertainment?
I mean, just go to our website, you know, DreskyEntertainment.com, and I mean, especially if you're a local band, there's a tab for the artist. Fill out the there's a spot where you click and then you put in all your information, and then it emails us, so that's good, and you get to be in our database.
So there you go. There's your opportunity, local bands, to get in on the fray. And you can give Dresky Entertainment a like on Facebook and more. And Brian, personally, me, for 2018, I've been waiting for this for months upon months upon months.
I knew you were going to mention it.
I want to thank you personally for bringing in Michael Schenker and Schenker Fest.
That's cool. That's going to be a good show.
I think I was one of the first ones on your site to get tickets.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I've had to travel everywhere. It just seems like nobody ever brought Michael Schenker in. We've had to travel. I've had to travel to Virginia, to Cleveland, all over the world to see him. And here he is going to be right in our backyard, and I can't wait for that. But that's what makes it special to have somebody like a Brian Dresky doing local, you know, local concert promoting.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. And I appreciate you buying the tickets.
All right. Brian, great to talk with you. Keep up the great work, and I hope we can talk together again in the future, and certainly look forward to working with you on April 7th.
Okay. Likewise. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
I look forward to that as well. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Well, it's since we mentioned Chip Demonic here, before we wrap up segment three of our show tonight, we might as well do some Chip Demonic and get everybody pumped up. What do you think?
Sounds like a perfect plan. I know Chip has played several of Brian's shows, and Chip runs everything like a business. Chip works hard, promotes like crazy, and there might be some new news coming out here in the next couple months that regarding Chip Demonic, or I don't know what he's going to be called, but I think we're going to be breaking some stuff about Chip here in the coming months.
And he, of course, he's already been diverse with regard to the music we've heard here on the Grassroots Show with Londona, the little pop thing that he did, and of course, Chip Demonic, the band, which is a little, you know, heavier edged. It sounds like it might be something completely different. I know he was kind of asking some pretty unique questions, and I know it made your day because it involved, you know, one of your favorite bands with regard to that question, right?
Well, now we know what the question was about. So I think it all kind of ties in. Yeah. But yeah. Loved all the responses Cheap Trick got.
Cool. And well, hey, why don't we follow that up with one of the local bands that will be performing, opening for an act that's coming through. Brian's doing a show later this month. It's a Tuesday, January 30th, down at Jurgles. It's Live Dead and Riders 69. Which is going to be a huge show. And, the opening act is going to be the Mixis Brothers. So why don't we, To Hang Me High.
To Hang Me High, yep.
Yeah, let's do it. Here it's the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
We'll be right back.
to The Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
And we are back on The Grassroots Show here tonight, brought to you in part by P&W Construction. Thanks to Brian Drusky joining us here tonight from Drusky Entertainment. Certainly hope you'll get out and support a show. That by doing so, you're supporting a local business.
I couldn't agree more, and I got to tell a couple Drusky stories here because he's a very important person in the history of Shady Lady Productions. When I tried to get into doing the bookings, and I've done some national bookings and done several shows as well, but I had reached out to many promoters in the area, and he's the only one who would even, hey, how's it going, and talk back, you know, and we ended up having lunch and really kind of hit it off. And he's always been a mentor to me, and he's a good guy. I mean, you need help, he'll help you out. I remember I did a show once at a venue down in Pittsburgh, and boy, I got my teeth kicked in on the show. Did not go well, and it was one of those ones I swung for the fence on.
Okay.
So, you know, show's over, and it's one of them moments in a back room where, you know, our kneecap's going to get broken or what here. Wasn't that bad,
yeah,
but, you know,
right.
They were there to play and get paid, and, you know, my pockets were hanging out like I got nothing. And, you know, I made a phone call, and he was right over there and helped mediate that entire situation, made phone calls on my behalf the next day.
Wow.
I don't think people realize how much he really does give back to the scene, to the community, and just things. He just does it and isn't like going, hey, look what I did. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, and you're right. By supporting those shows, you are supporting a local business, and he treats it as a business because it is a business, and he works hard. And as you heard us say earlier, you got to do that if you're a band. It gives you a lot more street cred,
sure,
you know,
sure,
and goes a lot further. And, you know the bands who do that, and you know the bands who don't. So
yeah. Well, and for any of you out there listening that love to go to a show, whether it's a local act or a national act coming in, somebody's got to make that happen. Somebody's got to put their arm out and their pocketbook out to make that happen.
It's a risk.
It is a huge risk. And there's a lot of things that go into it. And it's not just, hey, you know, hey, we're the band, we want to come in, or we're the band's manager, we want to come in, and we book the date, you book the venue, and you put the bill out. There's a lot of crap that goes with it, because especially if it's a national act, they have things like riders and things like that these bands specifically want that you've got to live up to. And it's the promoter that's got to take care of that. And then you've got to make sure that the people come in and help you pay off the show.
Yeah. And you want it to be a win all the way around.
Sure.
You want the band, the performers to win. You want the venue to win. You want the fans to win. You want them to come in and go, that was a great show. That was worth every penny I spent. And, of course, you're investing your time and efforts and risk and know-how and everything else. You got to win as well. So it's a business.
Yeah, it is. And most of these people, like a Brian Drusky, are fans, too, just like you are. And they're the ones that have just decided to stick their neck out and make it happen. And, you know, a lot of people have gone by the wayside trying to make that happen. It's good to see the success of somebody like a Brian Drusky, who, you know, came out of a bigger organization, probably, you know, got his taste of the business and understanding of the business, and has been able to make it into his own. It's good to see.
There's a lot of parallels with that with my real job,
yeah,
as well on my end, you know.
Yeah.
I walked out of a cubicle one day and said, I'm doing this on my own, and I've survived this far. So
yeah. Well, it's good to see Shady Lady Productions and Drusky Entertainment having success here in Western Pennsylvania and doing some local stuff, too. So good to see. We have, I guess you could say, a little bit of an exclusive. We have a final song from a band that is no more, one of our faves, too. But we got a brand new artist that contacted us, actually sent me this back, got in touch with me back in November of last year. And I honestly thought I had already played the song, and he set up again, and he says, hey, I'm just resending this, see if you could get it on the Grassroots Show. And Chad, I certainly think you did that, because I started going back through all of our sheets and I had them on our list. It would have been one of those days where we come in with a list of people and we had a bunch of new songs, and for whatever reason it didn't get fit on the list, and I never got back to it. I must have shuffled that list down deep, didn't get it on. So Chad, my apology, because we're going to get you on tonight. Thought we did back in November, and I didn't. So that's why it's okay to bang us. Whether it's a phone call, in particular, if you hit us up on email, that is the absolute best way, because then I can reread that email. I can save that email, and there is an archive place that I do keep those. So yep. Don't be shy.
Yeah, email, because neither of us use that Facebook Messenger, and that is just not the best way for you to contact us about your music or opportunities or shows or anything. So, yeah. And yeah, reach out. If you've tried already and haven't heard from us, reach out again. We understand. We get buried.
Well, but, speaking of cubicles, we have day jobs.
Yes. So,
yeah. But well, Chad Michelini, we're going to give a spin to his song, Walk Away. He originally released the song on his first CD called I Stand Alone. And he's kind of retouched that up a little bit, too. So this is something brand new. And I hope I'm saying it right. Chad Michelini, who's from the Pittsburgh area. So we appreciate Chad banging on the door here.
All right. And as you had mentioned in the opening segment of the show, bands are going different ways. And new ones forming and new ones falling apart. And we got a song. I was told it was the last song from these guys, Tarachinsky, great friends of the program, the band. Yes. Jam, Rocked and Right, everything. And so I guess it's the final words for now, anyway. Tarachinsky, and it's called Live a Little.
All right, and we'll see you next week, Sunday nights, Grassroots, 7 o'clock, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Understand, I've done all that I can, but you did not give a damn, and I've lost a part of me, wanting it just as bad as you. You finally got what I've been trying to say. You tell me that you've changed. Should I believe a word you say? This road's been traveled just the same, and nothing is ever going to change. Should I open up the door? Now I've been down this road before. You finally got what I've been trying to say, over and over again every day. But now it's too late, you've taken too long. So now it's time for me to say goodbye.
broadcasting from the Honda North studios. Happy New Year from Honda North. Still Butler County's number one volume dealership across all makes and models. Stop in today and see why for yourself. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore. Against the wind, we were young and strong, we were running against the wind. And the years rolled slowly past, and I found myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. Found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about pain or even how much I owed.
97.7.